This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. For this Saturday, I spoke with Vicki Enlow with the Bond County Fair about their horse shows that they have going on this weekend.
Sure. Actually, the speed show that is hosted every year here will start Friday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. and then go pretty much all day on Saturday. And then on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, we have the Bond County 4-H Horse Show. And at 4 o'clock on Sunday evening, we have the Bond County Open Fun Show.
So it is a whole weekend event of shows.
Yes, it is.
Now, you said on Sunday is the 4-H show and the fun show, is that right?
Yes.
How large do you expect your 4-H show to be?
We actually have 14 4-H members that are signed up for the horse show. 4-H horse show actually includes English and Western riding, and we have halter and showmanship classes. We will also have a reining class this year. We do have a cart class. And then we have barrels and poles.
You have a cart and a reining class. That sounds pretty cool.
Yes. Those are both new. The cart class was added last year for a young man who has a cart pony, and the reining class was added this year because we have a couple of 4-H'ers who now own reining horses.
Now, for those who may not know, what is a reining class like?
Well, reining is actually the Western version of dressage. Basically, they are given a pattern, and the horse is loping the entire time through the pattern, and they have to work it without any difficulty, do lead swaps, some spins, rollbacks. It's actually a pretty intense class.
It does sound like an intense class. Dressage is always very interesting to watch, whether it's reining, Western dressage, or regular dressage.
Yes.
And you said that there's a fun show on Sunday afternoon. What's involved in the fun show?
Well, the fun show was started, this will be actually the third year that we'll be holding the fun show. And we started it up because we have a lot of adults and children in Bond County that enjoy riding horses and doing different fun things, but they don't necessarily have a horse that is suited for the speed events that we have here, and they may not be in 4-H, possibly not old enough yet or too old. And so it was something that the Fair Board wanted to do in order to involve the people from Bond County who were into horses. We have very simple but fun classes. We do have barrels and poles, and in addition to that, we do a keyhole race. Let's see, we do a plug race. We have a dizzy bat. Usually egg and spoon, catalog race, just fun classes.
Now, egg and spoon and dizzy bat, these sound like things you do in a backyard barbecue, not with horses.
Egg and spoon, each rider is handed a spoon and an egg, and when it's time to ride, they have to basically hold the spoon in one hand and guide their horse with the other hand, and they're not allowed to touch the egg. And depending on how long the egg lasts, they may be walking, trotting, and even cantering around the arena. Sometimes they go as far as having to kick their feet out of the stirrups or even ride behind the saddle.
The egg makes it that far that sometimes it makes it past a canter?
It actually does. In fact, one of our Bond County 4-H'ers won the egg and spoon at the Illinois State Fair Junior Show last weekend. That was Eva Payne. And she actually had her egg the entire time, had to kick her feet out of the stirrups and make a bunch of different maneuvers while she had the egg and the spoon.
Now, that is quite the balancing act, and you also have to have a horse with a very easy gait, I assume.
Absolutely. The horses that have a very smooth trot and canter are the ones that you can win an egg and spoon contest with. And you have to have good balance, of course.
Oh, yes. Do you know what kind of horse she had that she was able to win that with?
Yes, she has a registered quarter horse that she actually rides. It's the horse belongs to her riding coach, and he's actually a 27-year-old gelding. He's an old guy.
Oh, wow, 27. Well, that's impressive, yeah. And it's impressive that his gait is still that smooth at such an old age.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, it definitely sounds like it is going to be a great weekend and a very busy weekend with the horse shows and everything going on. Are you hoping for a large turnout this year?
Yes, we are. It seems like it, for the fun show, it has grown a little each year, and so we're hoping to have quite a few. And I know we have a rodeo here at the fairgrounds on Sunday evening, so we're hoping to bring a lot of people in and participate in the fun show and then maybe go and watch the rodeo.
Now, is the fun show something that everyone is welcome to come watch?
Yes, yes, anyone can come and watch. And it is open to, like as I said, Bond County residents and then any Bond County 4-H member. So if a 4-H member is enrolled in Bond County, it doesn't matter where they live, they can participate.
Well, that sounds great, and I imagine that that might draw a crowd, if anything, just to see someone ride their horse with an egg and spoon. All right. Well, Vicki, is there anything else you want to add before we go here today about the shows this weekend? Maybe just give one more rundown of the schedule?
Sure. So, as I said earlier, the training and Saturday, as I said, it will probably go pretty much all day. I believe it starts tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and then Sunday morning will be the 4-H horse show at 9 o'clock, and on Sunday afternoon is the Bond County Fun Show, and then the rodeo is at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. So I would encourage everyone to come on out and watch the kids and adults who are brave enough to go up against the kids and have a good time.
Again, that was Vicki Enloe with the Bond County Fair speaking on their horse shows going on this weekend. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.